And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. So got a caller on the line. Yeah, Steve from Tennessee is on line one. Steve, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing good, man. You sparked two thoughts in my mind. Today is election day in Huntsville.
Yeah.
And although I'm not a Huntsvillian anymore, I was talking to a fellow down there the other day, and I said, you know, you get school board votes coming up or election coming up. Who are you going to vote for? And he just said, I don't have any kids. And I said, I almost unloaded on, man, I had a hard time with that one. I stopped for a second. I said, look, man, that attitude, no, nothing personal, but that attitude is exactly why we're raising idiots. I said, you've got to make sure that the people that ask questions, the people like you're talking about, get on that school board and ask the right questions. You need to educate yourself and take a vested interest in all these other kids, whether they're your kids or not, because they're all going to grow up to be idiots if we don't help them. The second thing I wanted to say was, you're talking about your granddaddy teaching you to throw horseshoes.
Yeah.
My great uncle that was in World War One was missing two fingers on his left hand from the war.
Wow.
Tough as a pine knot, kind of short, built like a fire plug. Uncle D taught me to shoot a rifle. And I could never get the vision of his hand missing those fingers out of my mind. But I want to tell you something. That little old man from Piedmont, Alabama could shoot.
Yeah,
and he knew how, and he knew why. And so I'm just saying, you know, sometimes old folks make an impression, and you just brought back that memory when you talked about your granddaddy and the horseshoe.
Awesome, man.
I let it go, but everybody needs to go vote. That's really what they need to do, and they've got till 7 o'clock to do it.
Oh, it's awesome. Steve from Tennessee, you are the man. Thank you, brother.
Not really.
Well,
I just get by. You have a good one.
You too, bud. That man, wow, what a great call. I love the idea that my monologue kicked in two thoughts, not just one. That's good stuff. But he is so right. First of all, love the fact that his uncle taught him to shoot, great uncle taught him to shoot World War One. But yeah, my granddaddy, by the way, the one who taught me to throw horseshoes, who taught me a lot of other things, taught me how to fish, taught me some things about life, to be honest. Yeah, he was a retired general, World War II veteran, served through Korea and Vietnam. His last major tour, aside from being the commanding general at Redstone Arsenal, he was the Corps Logistics Commander at Quy Nhon in under Westmoreland in Vietnam, I think in roughly 1970. Anyway, love that, and thanks for sharing that, Steve. But the other point he made about voting. So y'all listen, it's all over the place. There are municipal ballots, you know, being cast today, all over Alabama. So we've got it right here in Etowah County. The city of Gadsden's mayoral elections are up. I'm just going to tell you too, it's a big deal. It's a big deal because you've seen more than ever in recent years, you've seen the impact that both school boards and mayoral offices can have on society. I mean, look at what's happened during COVID. For the love, I mean, you've got mayors who chose to buck authority and say, tell me why I got to mass people up. Tell me why I got to shut businesses down. Then you had some who just rolled over and made it worse. And then you got some who were like, well, we think our school board needs to mask up even more. And two-year-olds, Huntsville City School Board was like masking kids that were 2 years old and up. Well, we got a race right now for mayor in Gadsden where we've been dealing with just a lack of leadership in the city of Gadsden for Gadsden, by the way, Etowah County is actually the most populous county in the entire 4th Congressional District. And the leadership in the hub of that county, the city of Gadsden, has been awful. It's been abysmal. And we've been going through all kinds of stuff because of it. Well, they got a mayoral election today, and they got the former Democrat minority of the state house, Craig Ford, running for mayor, and which, I'll just be honest with you, I think that'd be one of the worst things that could ever happen around here. That's all I'll say about that. But nonetheless, if you're in a city today that has a voting, has the ballot, what am I trying to say? The polls are open. Thank you very much. The polls are open in your city today. Go vote. If you're not sure to vote, call somebody you trust, ask them what they're going to do. But if you got school board and mayor's offices and you choose not to do anything, you're stuck with whatever you get. You have no right to complain after that. All right. There's my soapbox. By golly. Well, listen, we're going to be breaking down. We're going to go into number one of the Triple Dipper here in just a minute. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Will Blakely, a reporter at 1819 News, who wrote a great piece, one of the most detailed pieces I've seen yet, on this ESG scoring that is being just literally thrust upon our financial world. I mean, where did this come from? Well, it's, you know, it almost sounds like I'm some kind of conspiracy theorist to say it, but I'm not. It's the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and, you know, certain key super banks and super investment portfolio managers like BlackRock and JP Morgan Chase. And it's gotten now to the point that even the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, is beginning to get involved. It's so bad now that our own Attorney General, Steve Marshall, recently joined in with, I think it was 23 other attorney generals, writing to the president, asking him to remove the SEC's authority to make certain decisions because of the things they're doing with this ESG stuff. Literally saying, it's not about profits. We're not about making profits. We don't care about shareholder profits. We care about how diverse are you. We care about things like, you know, are you investing in environmental and green energy policies? Do you care for critical race theory? And do you believe that the world is systemically racist around you? If you do all those things, if you'll be a woke corporation, you get a high ESG score. Look it up. I'm not kidding you. Go just type in whatever major corporation you want to think of. Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, Regions Bank, whatever. Type in like Regions Bank ESG score. You'll find it because they promote it now because they have to. And it has nothing to do with whether they're returning a profit for you or their shareholders. Whew. This is big doings, y'all. I'm saying pay attention. This is the man behind the curtain. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a whole lot more where that came from. We'll be right back.